How you doing, everybody? This is Bobby Ingram from the group Molly Hatchet, and you're listening to my good friend EJL on WRCT 88.3.
All right, now this is a song about phonograph records. Don't leave your records in the sun, they'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun, they get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. Records in the sun, they'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun, they get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play. No more.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you.
Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord KRDP, Apache Junction Goldfield Coast Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV Comcast 21 Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Today, Melody Tissinger from the Third Avenue Folk and Arts Festival in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. She'll be here at 7:50. At 8:20, Ryan Walsh of Grove Pittsburgh will talk about an upcoming Shiloh Farm open house taking place next month. At 10 o'clock, poet Jordan Walker, an 11th grader that recently attended a youth writers camp at August Wilson African American Cultural Center, will be here with us. Youth Chamber Connection and the A-Tonic Quintet will be here at 10:35. And at 11:05 this morning, Lindsay Libro will perform. That plus a pop quiz coming up in just a few moments. Thanks for meeting us at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Life Brigade. From 1973, that's Loudon Wainwright III and the Swimming Song. Ricky and I have been watching a series called Reservation Dogs, and it follows the life of four teenagers and their families who are Native Americans living in Oklahoma. And one of the season two episodes featured that song and that version of that song, and it juxtaposed nicely with the scene, and that's why you were hearing it this morning. It's a great show that I would recommend. We've seen coming-of-age stories in lots of different settings, and this one is really well done. I think you'd like it. Already a lot of activity coming in by text message and phone call. And email, and we'll give you a chance to reach out to us in just a moment with this morning's pop quiz. Busy week. Last week we had the small seeds camp from East Liberty. These boys, 8 to 12 years of age, spent a whole week with us in our studios, and it was wonderful to have Small Seeds with us. Small Seeds Development is a great organization. We also spent time finishing up our on-location radio camp at Woodland Hills Youth Places. Was here visiting on the very same day that Small Seeds was here. Our new youth media center offers enough capacity to do more than one thing at a time. Our radcasters continued to make stories throughout the week. Earlier in the week, a couple SLB staffers were up at the Energy Innovation Center recording reflections from rising high school seniors that took part in the summer program at the Penn State Readiness Institute. We welcomed a teacher from Propel East to learn more about what we do here. We spent time at Camp Fun in Beltsuver, where we finished up activities for the year. Had a great solar concert series performance. And that pretty much brings us to today. I hope you had a good week. It's nice to have so much going on. I mentioned to Ricky yesterday, it's as if the world is opening back up again, and it's terrific to have a chance to interact with people, and especially to have lots of kids in our studios again, making radio, expressing themselves, and it's fun to be out in the field too. I did some work with the Small Seeds students this week and the Radcasters and really enjoyed it.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Time now to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our pop quiz this morning. A chair is a five-letter word that describes something you can sit on. C-H-A-I-R. Can you name five others? Each of your answers must be five letters long. Five things that you can sit on, spelled with five letters. Good luck. We had a lot of creative answers sent to us when this puzzle was offered in our Thursday evening weekly newsletter. We're looking forward to Hearing your answers, you can share them with us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good morning to Rick, who typically is in Mooresville, North Carolina. Today, he's sitting on the front porch of his camp in Cook Forest, listening on WCUC Clarion. I'm happy to hear from you. You made a request, and we'll get some on for you in just a moment. Rick would like to hear some Doc Watson. He's enjoying some time in this most beautiful of places, he writes, and I couldn't agree more. We love Cook Forest. Here's hoping you have a great, relaxing time while you're up from Mooresville, North Carolina. Once again, we are looking for things you can sit on that are five letters in length, like the word chair. C-H-A-I-R is one such thing. Bruce Ingram just sent quite a few, as did Tom and McCandless. And a few coming in from Russ this morning in Kang, North Carolina. And also from Mark in Slippery Rock. We'll share the great variety of answers we've had coming in a moment. You can share yours with us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
Hey, Merle, how do you crank that thing off, son? Little Maggie was made.
There's Doc and Merle Watson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Things you can sit on with five letters. We've got quite a few. Coming in, and I'm going to try to only read or share the ones I haven't shared yet as I go through the list, which means as I get further through, you might hear less associated with your name. Jeff was the first person to check in from Squirrel Hill with couch, floor, table, grass, and sheet, like a bed sheet. Then Sue from South Park added porch, swing, bench, and stoop, as well as cycle, crate, stair, fence, and stool. An anonymous listener has horse. Very good. And also answers that I've already mentioned. Good morning to Jim. So nice to have you with us. He adds divan. And also sedan. And I think you can sit on a sedan. Leslie in Oakland adds table, canoe, and kayak. And I know this one is original because I would have remembered if I had said it already. Leslie adds potty. Indeed, indeed, you can sit on that. Mark had some of the ones I already mentioned, and he also added futon to that list, and seats, and others that you've already heard me mention. Dan in Squirrel Hill adds board is something you can sit on, like a board of directors, or perhaps a floorboard. Linda had five that we've already mentioned, but well done, just the same. Jim in Crafton Heights has stump, riser, ledge, block, and a few others mentioned already. Vivian has ground, and eight or nine more already mentioned. Now, Tommy has so many. I know there's some here that I haven't mentioned yet. Camel, thorn, truck, trunk, blind, and you can sit on a stone. Indeed, you can. Gary in Oregon has horse, which we mentioned before, but I wanted to mention it again because he followed it up with buggy, and then he added yacht. And some others in his list. Russ has quite a long list. Those I haven't mentioned yet include perch, patio, very good, shelf. He also mentions you can sit on ideas, you can sit on some money, you can sit on the fence, literally or figuratively. And finally, you can sit on your booty. Tom and Barbara in Stallstown had about 10 or so, and new ones to our list include Plank, and I think we already mentioned Stare. And Mark added Beach. Indeed, you can sit on the beach. That's a great one. Tom and McCandless also had Beach, and he added Shore, Ferry, Board as in a snowboard, skateboard, surfboard, or paddleboard. Board as in lumber, board as in board of directors. Then he also had Steps and Stoop. Bruce has ones I think we've all mentioned. They have all been mentioned, with the possible exception of Floor. Angie and Mars has Swing. And Porch and Couch and Stoop. Stu had Stool, and he also said Thumb, as in sit on your thumbs and don't do anything else. Rick in Mooresville had five, and we have a pretty big list altogether. Rich in Edinburgh has Bench and Truck and Porch and Stool and Couch. And speaking of canoes, Millie writes that the Trumbull Canoe Club is going to lock through at Lock 5 in Freeport tomorrow, provided the river is safe. Lock through, she writes, means entering the lock and being raised or lowered so one can continue up or down the river in spite of a dam. I've always wanted to do that. Hopefully tomorrow, she writes. I hope it goes well. And we'll have a canoe song coming up for you. Lots of words, and if you contributed some that I didn't read, I just wanted to go through our list as efficiently as I could, but I think we came up with about 40 altogether, things you can sit on that are spelled with five letters. If there's any you think we missed, please let us know. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado. Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio.
I went upon the mountain, gave my horn a blow. I thought I heard Miss Liza say, yonder comes my bow. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on my train. I went to see Miss Liza. She's a bending o'er the tub. And the more I asked her to marry me, the harder she did scrub. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on the train. I took old Dick and Dinah down, hitched him to the train. They give me a barrel of lasses to sweeten Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on the train. Pretty little gal, hey Miss Liza Jane, hey Miss Liza, pretty little gal, I met her on the train.
There is another one from Doc Watson, especially for you, Rick, as you sit out in the woods. And it's just about time for this morning's Hipster Riddle. Here's hoping you're ready for it.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
On August 6th, 1952, he became the oldest major league pitcher at 46 to throw a complete game. In 1971, his achievements with Cleveland, St. Louis, and Kansas City earned him a place in Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. He also served as a coach for the Atlanta Braves. 1968 was the year. And in 1965, at the age of 59, he played his last game, throwing three shutout innings to cap his career. Take a guess. See if you know the correct answer. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
floating down the river, it's a beautiful day. The birds singing with such bliss. A paddle in my hand and the trees above. It don't get any better than this. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? Ripples on the water travel far and wide, and fish jump in front of me. I steer to the left and back to the right, pretend I'm on the high seas. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? Banks of the river soft and green, perfect for a lunchtime stop. I dig some worms for the fishing rods, then I back into the water I hop. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? I said, I canoe, can you canoe too? I canoe, can you canoe too?
Francis England at the Saturday Light Brigade and Blue Canoe. And you also heard Rhiannon Giddens along with Layla McCullough, Allison Russell, and Amethyst Kia. Music and Joy, the song from the album called Song of Our Native Daughters. Lots of folks checking in so far this morning as we work to solve our history riddle. Holly in Oakland guessed Bob Feller. Bob Feller is a contemporary of this person, and actually our history riddle answer hung out with Bob Feller a bit. Bob in Washington, you just got the correct answer. Mike and Mars had a guess of Tom Seaver. Not Tom Seaver, a great pitcher, but not who we were looking for. Bruce in Ingram has it. So does Tom in McCandless. And Tommy in Virginia does as well. Here it is again on August 6th, 1952, 70 years ago today. He became the oldest major league pitcher at 46 to throw a complete game. In 1971, his achievements with Cleveland, St. Louis, and Kansas City earned him a place in Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. He also served as a coach for the Atlanta Braves. 1968 was the year. In 1965, at the age of 59, he played his last major league game, throwing three shutout innings to cap his career. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text if you think you know the correct answer. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you. our historiettle mentioned Cleveland, St. Louis, and Kansas City as teams associated with the answer. Those are just a few of the teams. There's also the Chattanooga Black Lookouts, the Birmingham Black Barons, those going back to the mid-20s, the Baltimore Black Sox, the Cleveland Cubs, the Pittsburgh Crawfords, the Bismarck Churchills, the Kansas City Monarchs, the Trujillo All-Stars, the New York Black Yankees, the Memphis Red Sox, and the Philadelphia Stars. Our historical answer was quite accomplished. A two-time Major League Baseball All-Star, six-time Negro League All-Star, World Series champion, a Negro World Series champion, and the oldest Major League Baseball player in history, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1971. 412-200-5975. Some additional answers coming in. Rich in Freeport just got it, as did Linda in Collier. And Mark got it. Mark says, too easy, I know it. And he got it exactly right. Russ in North Carolina just got it. Dan and Clarion made a request, and Dan will work to get that song on for you in just a moment. Not Josh Gibson. Mike had a guess of Josh Gibson, not him. And I see that Anthony is playing along on Facebook. He just got the correct answer. And were you able to come up with it? Bruce was able to, and he joins us now. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, thank you. This guy seems so far away, but not really. I mean, he impacted so many lives throughout a very, very long career. And it's hard to believe that it was only 70 years ago. That's not too many years that he became the player that threw that incredible game.
It is amazing. The person, he was a very, very amazing person. That's all you could say. What a long career. And pitched literally everybody, everywhere the baseball was played at some point.
Yeah, I mean, to keep playing major league ball when you're close to 60. At first, I was thinking of Gaylord Perry, but he did not play nearly that long, but he was probably the more contemporary pitcher that played for a long time. But Satchel Paige just seemed to have discovered the fountain of youth.
Yeah, it was the rumor is that back in the day, in his heyday, well, like you mentioned earlier, he also had some time in Pittsburgh. I think he played with the Crawfords.
Yes.
But he would go out on the mound and tell all the infielders and outfielders, just sit down on the grass. which by the way, is a five-letter word for something you could sit on.
Indeed. Yes, that and turfs, I guess.
So he would have to play, everybody sit down, he would just go out and strike out the side and go back to the dugout.
Yeah, I mentioned Bob Feller before, and I'm looking for what I saw about that. He went on a barnstorming tour. In 1946, Bob Feller organized a barnstorming tour using airplanes to travel from site to site. And it was Charles Comiskey and John McGraw with a round-the-world junket to promote baseball with all-stars from all major leagues, including the Negro Leagues and what at that time the major leagues. And Feller's team included champs of all stripes, including Satchel Paige.
That must have been something to see.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know if you remember this, because you and I are about the same age, but do you remember when Eddie Fainer, the softball king, would come on a barnstorming tour?
I do not. The name is familiar, but I don't remember. Would he do sort of an exhibition of his pitches?
He did. He was actually a softball pitcher. And when I was a kid, we went to see him over Brentwood Park, and Eddie the King Fainer.
Hmm.
He had a softball team with only three people on it, himself, a catcher, and an outfielder.
And would he play schools and such, or?
He'd play, like local softball teams, like firemen softball teams and stuff. And then there was just three of them would play on his team out in the field.
And he'd probably win, I bet.
Yeah, and you got a no-hitter every night.
Wow. That would be something. I wonder if anybody else remembers that. I don't. I remember a version of the Globetrotters coming to play, like, our junior high school teachers or high school team and things like that. But I don't remember Eddie Fainer. Interesting.
How about, did you guys have your school, did you ever have donkey basketball?
Oh, yes. Donkey basketball. Where the teachers played, or where you played atop donkeys, and also donkey bingo, where you had to predict where the donkey would, where he would have his bingo right on the football, on the football field.
It's funny you mentioned that because they have a benefit over here in Ingram. I can't remember who it's benefiting, but they have a llama plop.
The llama plop. That's
llama plop.
That's classing it up a bit.
Somebody on the Ingram Facebook page, when they posted, like I don't want to act like I don't get around anything, but can somebody tell me what a llama plop is? I have to tell you one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of baseball related. I was walking to the bus stop yesterday. I walked by Foster Park in Ingram, and there's a big baseball field. And it's early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. There's a policeman walking around the field at about 6 a.m., so I yelled, I'm like, good morning, officer. He's like, good morning. I said, what happens if somebody steals second?
Did he get it, or she?
he was laughing. He said, no, he goes, I actually walk around the field because, kids come up here in the evening after it's dark, and they go in the dugout and, hang out in the dugout. This is facing away from the road. He goes, I just walk up here a couple times during my shift to make sure, nobody's in here or nobody did anything up here.
Well, that's, I guess, a nice thing to do.
I thought that was a great line. I've been telling you for 2 days now.
It was. You were in the right place at the right time.
I could not let that moment go.
Thanks. Take care.
I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And well done. Mike and Mars writes, I remember the king in his court. He'd strike out people from second base. Wow. Congratulations to you if you came up with Satchel Paige, today's historical answer.
You know, Diz, I've got a taste for the good life. And I don't want to be no fool. So I sat down and I came up with these 6 basic rules. Avoid fried meats, which angry up the blood. The body is a temple, a palace for the soul. It's a Lincoln Continental. You got to treat it like 24 karat gold. If your stomach disputes you, lie down and pacify it with cool thoughts. You're floating down the river in your red canoe. A pretty gal right by your side, the one that thanks the world of you. Keep the juices flowing by jangling gently as you move. Jangle gently. It's elementary. Go light on the vices such as carrying on in society. The society ramble ain't restful. Boozing, cruising, them uptown women can bring you down. Avoid running at all times. Say now, what's your hurry? No harm in being late. Just make sure when you get there, you got the goods and you're worth the wait. And don't look back, something might be gaining on you. Get up every morning, lace up those old shoes. Make that slow walk to the mound and show the world what you can do. Well, now you got the picture, the wisdom from the sage. Clear and cool, six basic rules. Yours truly, Satchel Paige.
David Olney and John Hadley delivering Satch's six basic rules.
We don't need a motor, we don't need a sail, and we don't need no fins or gills, and we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple, we'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake and float till we can no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Captain and your crew, can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down the river with you. We don't need no outlets, we don't need no wires. Primetime entertainment will be lightning, bugs, and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother. You can take the stern. I'll move us forward and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple, we all need a friend. current moment instead of looking around at them. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you.
For Dan and Clarion, there's Can You Canoe by the Okie Dokie Brothers, who are quite a bit of fun. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
There is nothing that is wrong. Want you to stay here with me. I know you got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home? Stay with me.
Don't you ever leave. Leg down south.
Rest here.
Rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Won't you
leg down south? No need to leave so soon. Oh, I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet sky, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me?
Don't you ever leave. Lay down, son.
Rest here,
rest here in my heart. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
I said
lay down, son. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long.
You can lay your worries down, stay with me.
Don't you ever leave. Lay down, son.
Rest here,
rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, son.
Don't
need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk with you.
Thank you.
someone to talk to. Lay down, son, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
The seldom seen at the Saturday Light Brigade, Lay Down Sally. On today's date in the 1809, Alfred Tennyson was born, author of The Charge of the Light Brigade, among other works. An important figure in our history. The anniversary of the birth of Alfred Lord Tennyson.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
I always liked that poem as an analogy for, well,